Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week I thought I'd talk about when you might like to look at getting a running coach, if you need a running coach, and if you are looking for a running coach, what are some of the questions that you might like to ask and how you can tell if it's going to be a good fit for you. So I thought this would be a good thing to talk about this week because I had too much coaching to do this week to record the podcast. So I'm doing this on Sunday morning instead of when I would normally do it on Thursday or Friday. So for starters, we should probably talk about why you might want or need a running coach or what are going to be the benefits of having a running coach to start off with, because not everyone feels the need for it. But a lot of people get a lot out of it. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about that. And I think that probably the number one thing that people get out of it is having, like, taking all of that time and that space in your brain that you would dedicate to trying to figure out which training plan to do, how long to do it for, how to change it, all of those sorts of things. Just taking that whole thing and giving it to someone else and not having that take up any part of your attention or demand, and then it also stops you having that sort of information overwhelm and then sort of second guessing things, because it'd be really easy with so many different plans out there and, you know, different training philosophies to kind of like want to do all the things all the time and have a really hard time choosing. So I think that's a big part of it. I think the other really big part of it is accountability, in that if somebody else writes something for you, you are far more likely to do it than if you write something for yourself. It's just one of those things where you view something that somebody else gives you as far more non-negotiable than something that you would do for yourself. So it has like a huge benefit in that way as well. But I think probably the two main things that are the major benefits of running coaching is having that partner in your training. A lot of times you'll have a community which is fantastic for support, and you'll have a supportive family and all of that kind of stuff, but you don't have that sort of like one-on-one partnership of, okay, this is what I want to achieve and how do I get there, and either like getting there or the alternate, which is not getting there, and then sort of having that conversation about, well, how do I address that? And one-on-one just allows you to go a lot more in depth than what you could do either with community support or with boring your partner to tears because they hear you talk about running nonstop. And I think part of that partnership is having someone who looks at your running without your biases and will see things that you don't see. And some of that will be involved in testing. You know, they will look at, you know, what you've done so far and say, you know, like your sort of like what you do at 5Ks is super, super strong, but you're really weak in shorter speed distances or longer endurance distances. So that's a thing that we can work on, which is going to vastly improve everything else, because as soon as that weakness is made stronger, it's just going to improve everything across the board. And they're things that you might not notice because you're like, oh, well, you know, like I just like 5Ks better. But chances are there's a reason why you have preferences, and they're able to kind of like take those things out. And sometimes it's even like what I've been doing introductory stuff with my own running coaches in the past. They've come up and said, oh, you know, like, could you sleep more? And I'm like, yeah, I could probably sleep more. And so they'll pick up sort of things around that, like, what are you eating before you go? And things that it's very easy as a runner to kind of like think of as unimportant, but are actually sort of like the backbone of everything that you're doing. I think that for me, I put so much time and energy into my running, I want to make sure that I'm getting the most out of that. And part of that is having a coach to make sure that I'm on the right track, to sort of set the types of programs that are going to benefit me the most. And, who are going to be able to sort of like guide me through, you know, like the bumps in the road that you're ultimately going to have in any training cycle. I do tend to be a bit suspicious of coaches who don't have coaches, just because I kind of think that either you believe in it or you don't. And if you don't believe in running coaching, there shouldn't be a running coach, in my opinion. So that's some of the ideas as to why you might seek out a running coach, or at what point you might seek out a running coach. There's sort of like on the spectrum of things that you can do, like what we do in Operation Move is we have sort of Run Club, which is there are training plans that you can download, and there's a support community, and then you can also opt to go in for custom training plans where it's much more tailored to you, what your goals are, what your lifestyle is, what your weaknesses are, what your strengths are, all that sort of stuff. And then there's also one-on-one coaching. So there's a huge range of things that you can do on the spectrum when you want to go from this is a plan that I've been using to, you know, I want something more specific to me, to I want one-on-one coaching and I want to be able to talk to someone on the phone about what is challenging for me, or, you know, like all of that sort of stuff. So once you've sort of established what you're looking for, the next step is then, okay, how do I find someone? And there are a whole range of ways you can find coaches. You can, all of the running coaches who are accredited through Athletics Australia, you can do like find a coach on their website and, you know, put in your location. But I guess the pitfall with that is in the era where so much is online, and if you are looking for an online coach who you would communicate with via email or message or Skype or, you know, phone or whatever, they don't actually really need to be in the same town as you. So you can look on there based on like what they're coaching, based on distance and where they are and what they offer, as a starting point. That can be great. I think it's also just good to go into wider running community groups that you might be in, either on Facebook or something like that, and just ask for recommendations. Chances are people use a whole load of different coaches, and they're going to be able to tell you what they've liked about it, you know, what's been good for them, and you can kind of get a sense of who you should go with. So that would be the first starting point. And then I would really encourage you to actually talk to any coach that you're going to start working with, because I've said this many times to people who have called me about coaching, is like, coaching is like dating. It's sort of like you just sort of like trying people on to see if it's going to be a good marriage, because there are so many variables in there of personality, of how you like to work, of what goals you're working on. All of those sorts of things come into play. And so oftentimes it's probably the personality and how connected you are to that person that's going to determine whether the coaching relationship is really successful over. Like everyone, I mean, I don't want to say everyone is good at programming, but everyone should be good at programming. But that the programming side of things is not really what is going to separate one coach from another coach. Everyone has different styles, you know, like some people like to program for time, some people like to program for distance, some people are more pace-based, some people are more effort-based. There's a whole range of variables there that if you like to work in a certain way, that is a question that you might like to ask. But that's not going to be the thing that really that means that you like working with that person or you don't like working with that person. It's, you know, coaching should be personal, and so it is about finding someone that you connect with. So good questions to ask can be like, how do you prefer the communication to be? Can I contact you anytime, or is it only at set times? You know, if you like to communicate via Facebook Messenger or text, is that an okay form of communication for them? What are their sort of standard turnaround times with that? I mean, obviously, you know, like things come up and there's always got to be a little bit of flexibility around that. But generally speaking, you want to get like a good sense of how responsive that person is going to be, because not everyone is super planned and is going to go, okay, in the next week, these are the 7 questions I'm going to have and I'll get them off now and I'll get the answer a week later. So that's not, with running, that's really not going to work that well, because a lot of the time it's like, oh, I went for a run and now my calf feels funny. Should I go for a run tomorrow? You also want to check out what their philosophy is. And, you know, like, is this a person that is best suited to coaching people whose only goal is to get super, super fast and super strong? Or is this someone who is a bit more athlete-centered and it's like it's more about the individual goals of the person? What is their approach to training in terms of, are they, you know, like, do they tend towards sort of like high volume coaching? Is it more about, you know, like super high quality sessions with lots of recovery? You know, like, there's a whole range of things, and you kind of know what's going to suit you. So, and, you know, it is one of those things which you will sort of get a sense of with talking to them and everything like that. But also, if you're coming in with a particular way that you want to train, then you just say that up front and you're going to get a good sense of whether that person is going to be right for you to train that way. For example, if you are really keen on walk-run intervals, that is a great thing to talk about, because it can be, I've often had people talk to me about walk-run as it's like almost sheepishly, but it is a fantastic way to train and a lot of people get amazing results from it. So it's nothing to be, don't be shy about saying what you actually want and what works for you, because all of the information, all of the sort of like training and performance information is great, but at the end of all of that, you've got an individual, and how an individual responds to that is going to be hugely different. And if you already have great information about what works for you, then you want somebody who's going to work within that context. I mean, like, a great example of this, I was watching this documentary on sort of running training and optimizing performance on Netflix. And one of the really interesting things is they had 2 twins who are both from Norway and both elite level sprinters, and I just saw them doing their thing in the European Championships too. And their coach, I'm actually not sure if they had different coaches, but at least one of their coaches was saying that it's so fascinating because genetically they're the same, and really the environment was pretty much the same growing up in the same household and everything. But if you apply the exact same training stimulus to both of those men, they will respond very differently. So their training is very different, and it's such an interesting thing. I mean, you can't always compare that kind of thing because not everyone is genetically identical. But that just demonstrates how important individualization is. So it's really good to sort of get a sense of what your coach's philosophy is, to see if it marries up with your own philosophy, because those kinds of things, like, some things, there are some instances where differences are good and you want someone who's going to sort of like push you in certain areas and get you out of your comfort zone and sort of like challenge some of your biases or some of your previously held beliefs. But ultimately, you need to sort of agree on the overarching thing, and whether that is 100% about performance or whether that's more on in lines of, hey, you know, like, you're going to be running for your entire life, the most important thing is that you maintain your joy in it, whether that joy comes from like kicking ass in PB town or from being able to go out and really, you know, like, enjoy your run outside and have it feel easy, you know, whatever it is, it's really good to get on the same page with that. But ultimately, I guess what you're looking for is someone who you feel comfortable to put your trust in, because it is a process of trust. You know, like, giving that person your essentially your body and your performance and all of that sort of stuff, and trusting that what they ask you to do is going to work for you. And you don't want to be second guessing that through the process. Like, sure, you want to kind of like do a training cycle and then review it, and then did that work for me, did it not work for me? But during the process, you want to be able to just switch off that part of your brain that you would normally use to kind of like figure out what you're doing and why you're doing it, and just trust someone else's judgment in that area. And some people are just better able to trust than others, and you'll just get a sense of that from talking to people. And I think sometimes it can come down to really small things that are just personality based. Like, I was working with this running coach, and his thing was like he had sort of like set workouts that he really liked and that he would repeat on a regular basis. And I just found that the repeated workouts really mentally psyched me out, because, you know, like if you're doing a 3K time trial every 4 weeks or something, even though intellectually you know there are so many variables to that, and sometimes you'll be faster and sometimes you'll be slower, because there's that amount of time between them, and because it's exactly the same and chances are you're running it on exactly the same route at exactly the same time of day, then that comparison really started to get into my head after a while. And it wasn't just time trials, it was other, like a lot of the sessions were similar, and I just found that it didn't work for me, because it's like I can't really fully commit to this session, because it's just, it's always in my mind that if I'm not faster, then it's like a failure of some kind. Where there are so many ways to test that kind of energy system, like in a 3K time trial, that aren't a 3K time trial. So I think that for me, what a good coach would do for me, for my personality, would be like, if that's what they want, then they have that, but they have in different sessions, so I don't know what it is. And I think that that is true of a lot of people. Like it's not exactly the programming so much as how the programming sort of interacts with your personality that is going to be the determining factor. But I think probably the most important thing is just to find someone who is really invested in you, because I think that that's what most people want in coaching, is they want somebody who is a partner in their training, who can, you know, who understands the low points and can appreciate how amazing the high points are, and cares about you as a person as well as an athlete, and just is really able to enter into that relationship with you and have that kind of connection that I think that most people are looking for, you know, like, because you can get programming from anywhere, it's not that hard, but what you can't always get is somebody who is able to sort of have some real insight into you and work with you and really sort of in a lot of ways amplify your enjoyment of what you are doing, because they know what it means. And I think that a lot of times that can be the struggle with running, which is such a kind of like a niche thing really, that, you know, like if you go to work after you've just run a race or whatever and you said, I did this time, and nobody has any concept of what it means for you, because they don't know like where you started, they don't exactly know what the training was like, you know, they don't know what kind of achievement that is. And somebody who you work with for, you know, a year or 6 months or 2 years or whatever it is, they know exactly what that means. And I think that it just, for me, it makes me enjoy the process that much more. And I think that's even more so with the people that I coach that I've coached for a really long time. Like some of the people that I've coached probably about 5 years now. And that is so much more rewarding to be able to work with someone over such a long, long period of time. And I think that that is probably what most people are looking for in running coaching, rather than somebody to just come in for, you know, for 12 weeks and, you know, like help you with a race or whatever. Because there's not a whole lot that you can, like, you can have a good training cycle in 12 weeks, but running is cumulative over many years. So I think that a lot of times the work that you put in one cycle, you're not actually going to see the value of until, you know, down the road. So I think it is good to take a really long-term approach to it, but definitely try people on for size for a period of time to figure out who you like, who you don't like, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And the more you do that, the better a sense you'll get of what kind of running coach is going to work for you. That's it for this week. I've now opened up Learn to Run registrations for September, which I will also be coaching. And if you sign up, then you get early access to the Facebook group. And I will speak to you next week. Bye.